All right, here on the Finnsiders, quarterback David Garrard joins us in studio, Jesse Agler and John Congemi. He'll be at Finns Weekend coming up this weekend. One of the new Miami Dolphins, the fans will get an opportunity to be around for the first time. We'll talk about Finns Weekend. He takes the fishing thing very seriously,
yes,
by the way.
And
first of all, you settled in North Florida, South Florida. There are worse trips you could have made, I guess, to get adjusted.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, just staying in the state of Florida is great for my family, I know, and it's great for me too, because, you know, this team, I've always looked at them, you know, as a good organization that, you know, has had a lot of tradition, and I know they're trying to get back to that.
Certainly. How are you feeling physically? Obviously, you were out last season. That's the thing everybody wants to know.
I feel great. I really do. You know, last year was a tough year for me, you know, being released, but then also being released and, you know, not 100% healthy to get back on with another team, and then having to go through surgery, you know, it was just tough. And there was a point there where I didn't know if I would ever get back to being healthy enough to play football again. And finally, around Christmas, things just kind of started making a turn for the better. And, you know, right after the New Year's, I started feeling great again and started working out. And really, I'm only just a couple months into really being able to run. So to this point, I feel great.
All right, you've had the one veteran OTA. I know you got some coming up in the next couple of weeks as well. I remember hearing you say and reading after the first veteran OTA that you were a little surprised by the amount of media coverage down here. A little bit different than Jacksonville.
It is. I mean, media is, if there's one camera, if there's 20 cameras, it doesn't matter, you know, because people are still watching it. So, but it is quite a few cameras, and it's pretty cool. You know, this is a much bigger market, much bigger city, you know, with the multiple cities right here close to each other. I mean, it's great. You know, you guys are going to have a great fan base. I mean, everywhere I go, people recognize me, from the oldest person to the youngest person. And, you know, I'm fresh here, but they still, you know, come up to me and recognize me. I think when I go to another city, you know, I might not get recognized as much, but I really do here, which is pretty cool.
You know what? You talk about, you know, everywhere you go, you get to run into these young buck quarterbacks. You had one in Jacksonville last year with Blaine Gabbert, and now Ryan Tannehill on the scene along with Matt Moore. How is it as a veteran quarterback coming into that dynamic, just to try to share your wisdom to bring guys along, but yet still keep that edge, keep that competitive edge that you have about you?
Well, there's nothing wrong with healthy competition, and I'm always going to do my best to make sure all my teammates, receivers, tight ends, everybody, and quarterbacks are up to date, you know, have the knowledge of what's going on, because, you know, if the starter goes down, the next person has to step up, and they have to step up for the team. So you always got to make sure that, you know, guys are already in that position. But I also think if I have the knowledge to play this game, then that should be enough for me. And even if I impart knowledge on another player, and if that makes him great and he just blows up and he's just way better than me, then, I mean, it's the proof is in the pudding, you know. So there's nothing you can do about that. But just go out there and keep working your butt off to be the starter. And if that happens to fall, you know, where you're, you know, he's just that much better and you fall in the backup role, you know, if that's clear, then that's just the case. You know, I'm never going to shy away from trying to help somebody else out. You know, I don't want to help them out enough to make them steal my job. But, you know, like I said, that's just competition, you know. And so I'm never going to just hold somebody back, not give them, impart the knowledge that I have for them to be held back, because I want the team to be better. And sometimes that means, you know, being a bigger man and just saying, you know what, this kid is better than me, or, you know, I still have the power, I still have the juice, and I can get up there and play myself. So, you know, I'm never going to shy away from competition or helping somebody else out.
David Garrard is with us. I imagine that's kind of, you get to that point. At this point in your career, it's a lot different than maybe if this were 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, if this was 4 or 5 years ago, I'm just trying to fight enough to fight enough to stay in there myself. Yeah. I'm just trying to fight to stay in the game myself. You know, I don't have time to be giving somebody else wisdom. I'm trying to get wisdom myself, you know. So but, you know, like I said, I'm still going to be a great teammate regardless. I think some of that is being lost in today's sports, you know. So I'm just going to be one of those guys that you can always count on if you need some help.
Speaking of wisdom and knowledge, how familiar does this offense and this playbook look to you?
You know, all the plays I've seen plenty of times. They just call it something different. But you know what, it is remarkable how fast myself that I'm picking it up. I mean, you know, I remember early in my career when we changed coordinators, it was like, wow, this is going to take forever to pick up. But I just think, have been around a few different coordinators now, I'm kind of picking up everybody's little different things. And really, once you just figure out this name goes with this play, I mean, it's pretty easy.
David, are you rejuvenated? Sitting out a year, I sat out a year due to injury, and when I came back, I felt like a young kid again. And even though it was later in my career, I felt rejuvenated about attacking offenses, about studying my playbook, about getting to know everything about myself so I can make everybody else around me better. Do you have that sense coming into OTAs and training camp that you really have that fire at you again?
I really do, and it's funny. I started getting that fire halfway through the season last year. I started watching offenses go down the field, and I saw some that would sputter, some that would struggle, and then I saw some that would just take off, and I was trying to figure out what were the differences in these two offenses and their productivity. And so with the offense that was just going up and down the field, it really wasn't just big plays all over the place. It was completions here, 3 or 4 yard run here, completions on third down. That was the biggest thing. Those completions on third downs, those completions on first and second down, even when you're just checking it down to the back, I mean, that just keeps your drive moving. And when you have those second and long, and then now you're into third and extra long because of a sack or something, it just makes it tough. And I realized that a lot last year because I was thinking, man, when I get back out there, I see the things now because I've had this time to just kind of
digest
the different games, the different offenses moving up and down the field, and the ones that, you know, were kind of stagnant at times.
Very interesting you pick up that kind of insight a year away. Maybe that'll be something that ends up serving you well. David Garrard's with us. He'll be at Finn's Weekend this weekend. I want to do a little nuts and bolts with the so-called West Coast offense. I think fans kind of generally think of, you know, quick slants and hitches, but they don't think about running the ball, and they don't think about deep shots. But both of those things are a big part of this offense, aren't
Absolutely.
They?
Absolutely. You have to, and a lot of it is the play action, the keepers, the boot, the neck is that kind of thing. A lot of stuff that the Texans do, you know, and they're very successful with their offense. And a lot of it is their boots and keepers. So, but you have to be able to run the ball. And with this offense, you have to be able to run the ball so that you can set up that play action and take that shot down the field. It's not just all quick game. That's what we call quick game. It's not all just quick game. You have to be able to do that. You have to stay ahead of the down and distances. You can't. You don't like to play from behind. You know, third and long, third and extra long. So if you can just stay ahead, third and medium, third and short, those kind of things, then you give your offense a great chance to go down and score.
David, much has been made of Joe Philbin and his new coaching staff and things changing around the Davy complex. And the one thing that everybody's been listening about and hearing about is the pace, the tempo of just the offense, the defense, the tempo of practice. Now, you didn't get to draw from last year's experience. You're in another city with another team, but just take us through those quick 3 days, and if anything changed from your days prior to coming to Miami about the pace of practice that was installed here.
Well, usually my years past, you might have one period where you call kind of organized chaos, where when I first got here, it seemed like all the way through practice, it was just like run here, run there, tempo, get this ball snapped over here, and it was just like people were flying everywhere. And now we kind of have an understanding of what they want. We're still not even going as fast as they want us to. And I'm thinking, man, when we're actually going to their tempo and their speed, it must just be, you know, faster than a 2-minute drill, because I mean, it just seems like we're just rolling and you know, like you said, I've never been in this kind of system where, you know, it's that kind of tempo. But it's going to have a lot, it's going to give a lot of defenses a lot of problems, because they're never going to be able to look to the sideline and get their signals in. I mean, we're going to be snapping the ball like at 33 seconds every time.
At warp pace.
You know,
right?
What I'm saying? So it's just, it's going to be nonstop, and defenses will be tired because they won't even get to put their hand on the ground. You'll see a lot of D linemen just standing up, just trying to, you know, do the best they can. Maybe some timeouts.
Great insight with David Garrard, going to be part of this 3-way quarterback competition coming into the season with yourself, Matt Moore, who had some very nice success down the stretch here last year, and then the rookie Ryan Tannehill. I know you've had an opportunity to spend a little bit of time with him so far. Your impressions of him?
Yeah. He seems to be a great kid. It's the first time I've been in a room with a rookie quarterback that actually has more knowledge of the offense than all the other quarterbacks in the room. But, you know, it's still tough for him because he's got to come into the NFL where the pace of practices, the pace of the different players on defense, I mean, all the different defenses that are going to be thrown at him, the much tighter coverage than college. I mean, it's funny. We watch some of their plays, and I'm like, wow, look how everybody is just wide open. They're playing 12-yard cushions off the receivers. It's awesome. But so there's a lot of things that he still has to continue to learn. But, you know, the group group of guys that we have in our room, you know, will make sure that everybody's, you know, on time with everything, up to date with everything. And like I said, he seems to be a great kid. So that's going to be fun for everybody to work with him and work with each other. And he might be giving us a little bit more knowledge with things too.
Yeah, it's a funny situation how that works. And you kind of mentioned this, but the best line I've heard somebody use recently is, well, yeah, he may know the offense, but he doesn't know the defense.
Exactly. You know, that's what I said. The speed of the defense and the tighter coverage, that's what he has to get used to. And, you know, that's what usually takes time.
Makes a lot of sense. All right, we're talking to David Garrard. He'll be at Finns Weekend this weekend. I asked for Twitter questions earlier for you, and a bunch of guys came back, Rasmus, Ricardo, other ones too, wanted to know if any of the wide receivers caught your eye. And I know it's minicamp and it's three practices, but fans are very interested about the wide receiver position. Obviously, there was a big departure this offseason, so maybe just your early thoughts on the receivers.
Yeah, you know, the guy that seems to stand out to me all the time is, well, first of all, Devon Best. I mean, he's just a given, really. But Hartline, I just think he has that want to. He has that fire. I know he's kind of battling a little bit of an injury right now, but he's always asking questions in the meeting. He just seems like he has a good grasp of what it takes. And what it takes is not always just X's and O's, but it's the heart and also the want to. You know, I want to go. I don't care if I go across the middle. I don't care if I have to, you know, go crack down and block this safety. He has all those intangibles, which is great for a receiver, but then he can also catch too. And he has pretty good speed. See, I didn't know any of these receivers really, you know, from afar, but now that I'm here, I think he is definitely a talented guy, and Clyde as well. I mean, I've only been around a couple of receivers that has that kind of speed that he has. I mean, he is flying down the field, and usually when you have that kind of speed, you don't have the hands to go with it, and he has the hands. A lot of fast guys just want to run deep all the time, but, you know, he can run all the other routes too. So definitely those three guys, and, you know, I don't want to forget Fasano and even Reggie Bush. You know, I've seen Reggie highlights and stuff on TV, but, you know, his hands are pretty good, and his route running is actually pretty good too, because, I mean, they have the running backs split out a lot, running a lot of receiver routes, and I mean, you really can't tell when he's out there running a route.
Yeah, it's definitely something we're looking forward to this year. Great stuff with David Garrard. He'll be at Finns Weekend this weekend. Great opportunity to raise money for the community. It raises over $600,000 for the Miami Dolphins Foundation. All the details are online at finsweekend.com. And I ask all the guys, hey, you golf, you fish, and usually it's a pretty tepid response. People are like, well, you know, I've gone fishing once or twice. You have your own boat.
I do, and it's named Hail Mary too. I do.
You get that name?
Well, my wife's name is Mary, and we were trying to come up with a kind of football name, and so Hail Mary just popped out, and then I just happened to, a year later, throw a Hail Mary. Yeah. So I actually had the name of the boat first, but that's pretty cool that happened. I mean, I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But fishing is definitely one of my just pastimes. It was golf when I first got out of college. That was kind of the thing that I was getting into, but my wife and her dad, you know, put me on the fishing back in North Carolina, and I've just fell in love with it ever since. And we don't just bottom fish. We are offshore going after dolphin, mahi-mahi, and wahoo. I mean, wahoo is one of my favorite fishes to catch. So
right, this guy knows what he's talking about.
He'll be on David's boat. Yeah, exactly.
I think I know who
I'm kidding. Well, the thing is, they're kind of spoiled here. They only have to go like a mile, two miles to start fishing. In Jacksonville, you got to go 50 miles to start fishing.
Wow.
So, yeah, you're up at 5:15, and 2 hours later, that's when you put the lines in the water.
Wow.
So, yeah.
All right, well, you got better fishing now here in South Florida. Finnsweekend.com. Great stuff with David Garrard. Really appreciate it. You get the added familiarity this year. The Dolphins will be facing the AFC South, so maybe some insights there that you'll be able to pass along as the season goes on. This was a great conversation. Really appreciate it. Officially over the ECU win over Miami in 99 conversation. And we appreciate it, man. Yeah. Thanks so much.
I appreciate it. Don't bring up the Marshall game, though.